This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour. It's Monday, April the 20th on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls. I don't quite know how your mind works, but there's a lot of emotion in my life, and I will, as most people who listen here to me, I'm not afraid to be emotive. We have a lot of laughs here. Excuse me. We've had some crying as a result of what we shared watching that show on Saturday night, the music and the whole reason behind it. A lot of people are losing it.
That's for sure.
Yeah, they really are. Just don't know what to do.
A lot of stress, a lot of the unknown, a lot of anxiety. Last week was a tough week. I feel like last week I kind of hit rock bottom. A lot of my friends did.
Why? What made you? What was there that you felt was that one thing that tipped the scale?
I don't know. Last week just maybe it was astrological. I'm not sure.
Yes.
But the beginning of last week was just was very stressful and like it just.
This is all an incredible.
I felt that way too.
Astrological event.
Yeah.
This is an incredible astrological event.
Well, this week I already feel like the weekend was really wonderful and very calming.
Yep.
And
we've hit the bottom.
It feels like we've shifted.
I do, too. Yeah. I mean, we've changed things in Massachusetts because this has become the epicenter. It's worse here than anywhere else in the country this week. But I feel like we're over it, and let's move on. Maybe it was because of all the activity on the farm. I'll post some pictures at Facebook.com/Doug Steffen. Of the things that went on the farm this weekend, just people coming in and wanting to get the ice cream and just feel like they're getting out. Some kids sitting on the top of the car. They were sitting in line and waiting for the ice cream. And they were just
it's a good way to social distance, but
exactly.
In the crowd. Yeah, it's great.
I'm walking around with my mask on.
I think if we, you know, for the summertime, a lot of concerts have been canceled. But I think that there are definitely ways to still have outdoor events.
Well,
you know,
course.
Whether it's people sitting like, you know, like tailgating. But, you know, if you have everybody set a certain
There's a concert in L.A. that I think this was going to be the second year, and I'm not sure if it's going to happen or not, but it totally could, because the concert actually happens in the parking lot of some big arena, and basically you never go inside, but you're in your car, people bring their own food and drinks and just listen to the music from wherever they are. So that kind of thing I think could probably work.
Yep.
Well, the California has, lifted some of the stay-at-home orders. Or they're going to, or whatever. 40,000 people have died. But, you know, again, compare it to Spanish flu, compare it to the regular flu, it's still not good, no matter what you, however you look at it. And the aid package that has come about for small businesses. Let's talk about hospitals and some of the first responders and the companies that they're running, because not all hospitals belong to big conglomerates. A lot of hospitals are still privately owned in smaller communities, and they got to have the same problem everybody else does, right? In terms of getting paid and paying help, I would have thought, you know, there's been so much focus on the first responders and people that are working in these hospitals. I saw some interesting, I'm trying to put my finger on it right now as I started talking about it, of hospitals running out of money and nurses just saying, okay, well, I'll work to help people, but I'm, you know, I can't keep doing that. I got to find a job. Do you know where that was? Anybody know where that? I know it's someplace. I think it's in the Mid-South, but I don't know that for sure. At any rate, I mean, you can just figure that out. The information about how far your sneezes and your coughs go, I think that 6-foot thing has been long gone, right? It's out to 30 feet now.
Mm-hmm. Say 27 feet to 30 feet. It depends. It depends on the circumstances. You know, sometimes it's with the wind blow. You have to have that perfect storm where the wind's blowing and someone's sneezing and there's a fan on.
Right.
But you just, you don't know.
That outdoor measurement of how far the virus travels because it's aerosolized, that will impact the summertime. So if you're at, you know, if we're talking about beaches on the coast, that will definitely impact that, because if you say, okay, well, everyone has to be at least 8 feet apart from the next group of people on the beach, that could kind of be negated, because if the wind is blowing in the right direction or the wrong direction, I don't know. I think there's still a lot that's unknown about how the virus travels and how long you have to be exposed to it before you catch it. And I think we need to know that before we can kind of move forward with reopening things.
So what's the story with the beaches in Jacksonville, Florida?
They're crowded.
Yeah, they were open.
They're packed.
I'm wondering if they're going to be opening beaches in California or elsewhere. Is that the first thing that's going to be open? Because that seemed to be what, and I think it's a little early for that, isn't it? Or not?
Well, in Florida, it's late. Florida, it's probably really hot and humid.
No, I mean, I don't mean that. I mean early because of the virus.
They haven't closed anything in Florida. Florida, I don't know how Florida, people living in Florida.
They closed the beaches.
I thought they closed the beaches.
Yeah, the individual towns had to, but it was not a statewide thing. That governor does not want to shut anything down. I don't understand how people living in Florida aren't nervous, because a lot of people are not taking it seriously, including the governor. His mask wasn't even on right. He did like a photo op over the weekend, and his mask wasn't even secured. So, I don't know. Florida, I think, is going to have a big problem in the next couple of weeks.
Well, you'll take it on the chin, if you will. Just the coronavirus, however, has not to this point disrupted things that you enjoy, beer, wine, soda, that sort of thing. But apparently the overuse and the lack of supply is going to mean... So what about... You're the wine person, Jennifer. Is there a shortage of wine? Anybody's a
not
shortage
in my
of
house.
Beer?
Well, nope,
perhaps
just
elsewhere.
Yeah. No, I think the wine is okay. It's the beer plants that are having the issue. There was a story out saying that beer
can't get the hops and
they just can't get everything together, and they can't have the people that are in the breweries themselves bottling and getting the beer in the can. So they were saying not only for beer but for all carbonated drinks that have factory situations where they're canning stuff, that it could be a problem. If we don't see a loosening of something soon.
All right. So now we've got Busch beer, right? Busch, Anheuser-Busch is what's the brand that Anheuser-Busch does? Is that?
They own everything, don't they?
Yeah, pretty much.
Do they? All right.
Well, Bud, anyway. Bud Light, all those.
Is that it? It's a European company that owns it now. They're offering 1 year of free beer to couples whose wedding plans were changed. How is...
nice, isn't it?
Why? Well, I give them why so much beer? How much... What does a year's supply of beer look like? I don't even know.
Depends on who you are.
Yeah. For me, it's like a six-pack, you know, but for other people, it's not. But the coronavirus, I guess, has... And we spoke about this earlier on, that there are a lot of things that we don't think about. People who are getting married, who have had to cancel or make decisions if their wedding is coming up, if they're going to keep going, if they're just going to get married with no crowd, what are they going to do? So there are a lot of brides who are suffering. So they're just trying to get a little bit of PR here. I think it's cute. They're going to do it on social media. They're calling it the Busch Wedding Gift, and they say that they're going to start taking entries on May the 1st. It's open to anyone 21 and over who's had their wedding canceled so that they can enter for this beer.
And then there are those people who are getting married using Zoom or using Skype or any of those.
They're not eligible. They're still going through with it.
Well, you know, I mean, look, I think the bottom line is, you know, like I said, my cousin's getting married the last weekend in September. My mom has already said that even at the end of September, she's not that comfortable being in a room of 200 people. So I think no matter how we move forward or when we start to move forward, there still will be some residual effects
to
this, and technology
will be important. Until there's a vaccine,
nobody's
going to feel comfortable.
And that's not going to happen by this fall. Yeah.
And it's still in the making. So
I think technology and Zoom and everything is going to play a big part in weddings. Even when weddings do happen with other people there, I think you're still going to see a lot of that, so other people can participate and feel safer.
So a couple of questions about China and the World Health Organization, the connection between the two of them. I'm a little, you'll notice when I was talking about this benefit on Saturday, which was supposed to be for the World Health Organization. $130 million was raised by all those entertainers. They did a fabulous, emotional, thrilling job, frankly. It was a fabulous way to spend a couple of hours, I thought. But then I'm thinking about the World Health Organization, and I guess I'm, because of their connection to China, apparently the Chinese made the World Health Organization buckle a little bit to hide what happened, what the real story is with the coronavirus, where it started, and we still don't know that story. Those lying, no good SOBs, they're not being honest. And now the question is beginning to erupt, as it appropriately should: how is China being held accountable for this? This is their fault. So what's the world going to do to hold them accountable? And I don't, is there
my solution is pull your business. Pull business out of there. We're ridiculous for doing that.
Okay. Is there incentive? Are we getting government incentive bills to bring people like the, we keep talking about the production of all of this medicine. And why?
I think there's an easy solution with that. Years ago, I think it was in maybe the late 90s or even early 2000s, a lot of pharmaceutical companies started manufacturing in Ireland, and that caused a huge boom mm-hmm. for the Irish economy. Those labs are very sophisticated there, and they make a lot of really great drugs. So why not take our generics business from China and give it to Ireland, give it to England, give it to the Philippines or Puerto Rico. Costa Rica used to make a lot of generics, and then it got yanked from Costa Rica.
Malaysia,
went over to
any place
China.
From China. Any
right.
place from China. I mean, take the business from China. That's what needs to be done. And our companies, Walmart, Dollar General, all those outfits that are loaded with that crap from China, they need to be the first in line to accelerate the removal of our business from China and the world's business from China. Get rid of our relationship with China that way, our business relationships. Certainly food for thought. Here's something else that is very helpful, helping your resiliency. You want to come back, and part of it has to do with how secure you feel about how much money you have at your disposal. Clearly, because we have a country that basically has only 3 or 4 weeks' worth of money to back up, and that's going to be gone fast. How about an extra $5,000 to help you through all of this? Family Tax Service, interested in looking at your prior year's tax returns, because they're all ex-IRS employees, auditors, etc. They put together this program that looks at hidden credits and deductions in your tax return. Never too late for you to do this. They guarantee the IRS will send you back at least $5,000, or their services are completely without cost, free. So if you get a paycheck from your job, making $30,000, $35,000, $40,000 a year or more, call 800-262-0318. Do it now while you're thinking about it, please. 800-262-0318. Make the call. Save the money. See what they can do to help you. 800-262-0318.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com, and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say. As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Well, now it's all going to pot, whether we like it or not. Best I can tell, the world's gone to hell, and we're sure gonna miss it a lot. All the whiskey in Leesburg, Tennessee, just couldn't hit the spot. I got a $100 bill, friend, to keep your pills. Oh, it's all the way to pot.
Oh, Willie. Oh, he's kind of on Willie. Willie Nelson, patron saint of marijuana, hosting a live stream variety show called Come and Toke It today. An unofficial weed holiday. Headline in USA Today. Today, if you haven't seen it, marijuana, big moment. Pot stores are now essential businesses, according to the government. So legal weed is going to mainstream America, it would seem, and Willie's helping it along. This is Nelson's fourth installment in his self-isolation luck reunion live streams, featuring musical guests, comedians, chefs, cannabis experts from all, they're all in the comfort of their quarantine. Willie promises to partake in the festivities. I'm sure he will. He does pretty much every day. 4 hour and 20 minute live stream. Obviously, the significance of 4:20 starts at 4:20 this afternoon. Broadcast on Luck Reunion's Twitch in association with Willie's reserve cannabis line. The live streams will also raise money for the Last Prisoner Project. Fans encouraged to do hashtag pass left on social media during the broadcast. Perhaps the world's only chance to knock smoking with Willie Nelson off their bucket list. Whether you partake or not, this is your chance to live a dream. Luck will be asking fans to post a video of themselves passing whatever to the left with the hashtags come and toke it or pass it left. One, was that what you do when you smoke around? You pass it left? Couldn't prove it by me.
I love talking about stuff like this, yes.
I know, what, with me?
You remember that song? Yeah, remember that song from the 80s, Pass the Dutchie on the Left-Hand Side? That was
no.
Really? If you heard it, you might know it, yeah.
So I should know this because I'm going to grow cannabis on my farm.
You should.
Say, you don't know anything about it. How are you growing it? I don't have to know
at
anything about it.
At least know the cultural part. Puff, puff, pass. You puff, pass puff, to the left. Yeah.
Okay. But people this age, he's 87. Birthday's next week.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any difference, I guess, how old you are, right?
Nope. He has argued that he beat cancer multiple times because of marijuana.
Yeah. Well, that's what
so
they say.
Knows?
Well, the exposure to it is very healthy in many respects. Not good for your lungs necessarily, but at least Dr. Ken says that. Dr. Ken's on a one-man mission.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, right. All right, anyway, it's a good time for a good cause. Willie, what's the magic about 420, though? What is that? What am I missing?
I think the myth, I'm not sure, but I think the myth is that that's the police penal code.
Oh.
You know, like
420 in progress.
You've got to I think that's where it started, but I don't know if that's actually true anymore.
Okay. What's that? I'll ask my partners. Maybe they'll figure it out. What's a 420? Okay. Taylor Swift in the musical news. That's what we do every hour of this program. During this portion of the hour, we spend our time talking about musical news, artists that are in the news. Taylor Swift canceling all of her live appearances for the rest of the year. The Loverfest East, Loverfest West show's now happening next year. We're already talking about next year, and it's only April. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Official statement reads, quote, health organizations and governments around the world have strongly discouraged large public gatherings for an undetermined period of time, with many events through the world already canceled upon direction from health officials in an effort to stay safe, keep the fans safe, help prevent the spread of the disease. Sadly, the decision has been made to cancel all Taylor Swift live appearances and performances this year. U.S. and Brazil shows rescheduled for next year. Tickets honored for the new show dates. Refunds also available starting the first of next month. Go to Ticketmaster. Fans can look out for email from Ticketmaster with instructions. So that's what Taylor Swift has decided to do. 28 past the hour. And I'm so sick of them coming at me again. Because if I were the man, then I'd be the man. I'd be the man. I'd be the man. As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Members of Congress say they're close to an agreement to approve extra money to help small businesses hurt by the coronavirus pandemic. Congress created a loan program last month as part of a $2.3 trillion economic relief plan, but it's already run out of money. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
The president's number one focus is the health of the American public, and the number two focus is the economy, and I think we have a very good plan to deal with both at this point.
He spoke on CNN. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says so far the president has been doing the wrong thing.
President Trump is as simple as this. This is a moment where you could actually help to save your hometown, or you can turn away and you can fail to protect New Yorkers. And right now, you are failing to protect the very people who you grew up around.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The hour. Where's Willie Nelson? Beep, 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 beep. Where's Willie? The 420 Express, right? Bing, bang, boom. Speaking of expresses, we're not doing much talking about politics. I don't want to. I think that's part of the New World Order. I want to make that part of the whole going forward here. But I do see the Biden Express and the impact that Bernie is having on it, which is appropriate. After all, it seems to be something a lot of people are interested in, so help yourself to it if that's what you're all about. I was thinking, Victoria Keelan is here, Kara Schillen is here, you are here, the things that we miss, how much of the day-to-day things that have gone on before, in all of our lives, before all this happened, that now is not and may not ever come back again. Some of the things that we know are different and will not change. Do you think there's anything in your life that is for sure not going to return to the way that it was? Have you got, if I say that, give me one thing in your life that you think will not be the same permanently when this is all done, said and done, and it might not be all said and done until after next winter. We may have another winter of this before the vaccine comes. When the vaccine comes, it's done. But until then,
I think maybe the only thing that might be affected is grocery shopping. Because yeah. I feel like I've been waiting literally since last Tuesday. We're finally getting our Instacart delivery today from Wegmans. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's taken that long. But
how does that work, Victoria? Explain just very quickly, if you will. What does it mean, how does that work?
Instacart is basically, it's an app. It's a grocery shopping app. And so you go on, you just pick the store that you want to shop from, and then they match you up with a shopper. So it's a personal shopper. And so that person goes through the aisles and picks up everything that you have ordered, and then if they need to replace stuff for you, they do that. It's really, it's a great system. But I think maybe I would utilize that more than I have in the past, just because grocery stores now, you know, there are more and more stories coming out, whether it's Whole Foods or Stop and Shop or whatever. A lot of the employees there are sick. They have the virus. Yeah. And so a lot of the Whole Foods employees are asking that the public not be allowed in the store at all anymore, that everything is curbside pickup, which is fine. I'm fine with that. And that everything would be done through Instacart.
I don't want to do that. I want to go see what I'm buying. I don't want them to select for me when there's a selection of things. I don't want them picking for me what they think.
Well,
I mean,
for right now, I'm fine with curbside pickup.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but not the permanent. I wouldn't do that.
Well, but you don't just say buy me a piece of fish. It's a very specific. It's down to the weight and the kind, and it's very specific. It's not left up for.
But how do you know what they have there? In source, I guess that would be my question. I'm just trying to imagine how it would work.
Well, the inventory is updated on the app, so the stores send the inventory, so you know exactly what they have and what they're out of stock. You know what's out of stock, so it's a lot easier than you think. It's eventually. I like grocery shopping, so eventually I would like to be able to go back and do it. I do think that that's probably going to change. I don't think we're going to have people just crowding stores. I think that it's going to be a much more organized thing going forward. So that's the only thing that I mean. Maybe schools are different, but I don't have kids, so I don't really worry about that. But I think grocery shopping is going to be different. Maybe movie theaters will be changed forever. I don't know. Mm.
One of the things that I'm finding in my neck of the woods, the number of people, I just was on the line with a friend of mine who borrowed a rototiller from me to do his own garden. He has some land, and he wanted to grow his own vegetables, or at least some of them anyway. And then somebody else asked me if I would come to their house and prepare a garden for them. And we're working with the city to set up some of the, community gardens around town where there's open land. Can I come help them prepare the land so people can grow their own groceries? If you go to some of the hardware stores or place where you buy packets of seeds, you find they're out of a lot of stuff already. Because people are beginning to think, and my friend Tommy Hansen, I'm the dairy guy and the cow guy in town, and he's the produce guy. And we're preparing some land that he can use to expand on what he's grown in the past, because he feels like there are more people that have signed up for his CSA, which is basically a way for you to get whatever the whatever the in vogue vegetable is at the moment. Like, it's going to be different in May than it is in August, and so whatever is plentiful, you get a big supply of it. And more people are signing up for that sort of thing. And he thinks that he's going to, a lot of smaller, especially, he hasn't grown a lot of carrots and radishes and things like that in the past, but he's going to do that in some of the softer ground where it grows better. You know, and that sort of thing is becoming more popular. And then people doing this on their own. You got a little land, grow your own. Teach your children where the food actually comes from. I see tons of that, at least going on around here. I don't know whether, you know, you'll see it where you are or not, but it really does have, it's very, I think, very important to give people an idea of how to grow food. So that's one of the things I see changing, I hope, a lot. West Virginia says they're going to test all nursing home residents. This is
that's
where the petri dish is. Mm-hmm. We've had nursing homes around here. Right down the street from me, about a mile and a half, is a nursing home of 330 residents. Three of them died last week. And you look around wherever the nurse, I mean, it's obvious that that's where the problem is, because those in their 80s and beyond have pulmonary weakness, heart cardiology issues. If you haven't got, if you're my age or even younger, and you haven't gotten that pneumonia shot, you don't hear me advocating for a lot of vaccines. But this one seems to make nothing but sense to me. And I've only had one. I'm going to get another one. I'm supposed to have one and a booster within a year. It's supposed to keep you away. Because, you know, in my family, this stuff is a problem. My sister just sent me a note reminding me of my lung, the propensity in our family to have a weaker lung because of growing up around secondhand smoke. And my mother had emphysema and it went from male to female to male to female in our family. From one generation to another, my mother had it, so I have it. Her father had it. I want to make sure that there is that going forward. But I also, I've always stayed away from people my own age, because I find them boring as hell and only interested in, okay, we're going to go play bridge today. That's not me.
But the problem, though, with the nursing homes is that those people who are in nursing homes, they're not going out and catching the virus and bringing it back. It's the workers. No. And the workers, my husband Lewis's cousin works in a nursing home. She has the virus now. She's tested positive. So they're the people. But see, now she has the virus. She goes home. She lives with her mother, who is in her 80s. So they have to, you know, try to maintain however in one household you can maintain distance. I don't know. But then she goes back and forth, and that's the problem. The people who are working in the nursing homes are going in and out, and that's where we first saw that big cluster out in Washington State. It was in the nursing home.
Right.
And it's like when Lewis's grandmother got the virus.
So how do you fix that, Victoria? What do you do?
They have to test. There should be a test for, and I think that's why now they're moving towards testing people in nursing homes. It's not necessarily the patients who live there. It's the workers, because they're the ones who are transient. They're going in and out, and that's the danger.
Yeah. In a moment, speaking of danger, I want to address something we've been talking about off and on through the course of the morning and actually through the last 2-3 weeks of the program. Those who are in small businesses who have applied for the Paycheck Protection Program. Jennifer's had especially a problem because she's dealing with Wells Fargo. Wait till you hear what they're doing. And then thinking about your own business and whether or not you're getting the funding from the government. We'll see. We can have some suggestions around that in a few minutes' time. In the interest of helping you take care of Y-O-U, take care of yourself, the folks at Calitrin are here. They want you to know that your health matters to them. It should be mattering to you. Are you thinking about your health and your well-being? Are you looking at your weight as a possible problem? Because it is 78%. Of all the virus sufferers have underlying health conditions brought about by being overweight. Only 9% have chronic lung disease of this group. 78% have a problem with their weight. You want to get to optimum health? Got to go to toploss.com and get the, this is not just nationally, but internationally. Calitrin is the single weight loss formula that has no drugs, no stimulants, nothing but all natural ingredients like collagen and aloe vera and things that are aimed at having your body sort of retune and time itself up, if you know to use the car jargon. Tune yourself up with toploss.com being the focal point. The information is about Calitrin. Using the code DJV, you can buy a 3-month supply for the regular price and get another 3 months. I believe this is a program you got to stay on for 6 months to lose the weight and then train your body to keep it off. That's what happens. It's a great sleep enhancer. I mean, having this stuff, taking it every night, I do it every single night. 4 capsules before I go to bed. And with this deal, my God, you can buy 100 of these and get 100 free. As many as you want. Over 3, duplicate the order and stay on the program. Calitrin is the product. Toploss.com is the website. DJV is the code. Save the money. Get the special deal. Save your life. Lose that weight.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Here's what you can do. Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream and pay off those credit card balances. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000. The process is all online. You never have to leave the house. And you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.95% APR with AutoPay.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate. Thanks, LightStream.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio for an additional discount. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
Attention, hardworking Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They are experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 47 after the hour here on the DJV program. So the next $350 billion or whatever it is for small businesses, disaster loans, that sort of thing, is in the hopper. These idiots can get them their minds, their heads together, and actually reboot the program. But the first round has been fraught. Is that the right word? It's been loaded with all kinds of irregularities, both on the government side, the business side. I've said this 100 times, maybe 1,000 times. The big banks are awful. The worst of the big banks is Wells Fargo. And once again, they've proven. Remember, was it last year, Victoria, that they got cited for trying to screw people around and create phony accounts?
Yeah, they had to pay, I forget what the penalty was, but it was
$300 million
a lot. Yeah,
and they deserved every bit of bad publicity. So here they are again, a company in California, as a matter of fact, this week filing a class action lawsuit against Wells Fargo, citing unfair actions against small businesses because they've shuffled around the applications to take care of their pals. A lawsuit filed on behalf of small business owners alleges that Wells Fargo unfairly prioritized businesses seeking large loan amounts, while the government's small business agency has said the PPP loan applications would be processed on a first-come, first-served basis. I know that's what my bank did with my application. So it just is, Wells Fargo... When you say sucks, does that make a difference anymore? They're awful. And making it worse, Wells Fargo, they might as well be a Chinese bank. They concealed from the public that it was reshuffling the applications and prioritizing the applications make the bank the most money the fastest. So there you go. Somebody should kiss their, what's goodbye. Awful. So go join the lawsuit if you can, if you're in business. 10 before the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
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 In the name of the great Neptune! Ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Sign and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I guess say this land-ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliate. Sign and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This, Chucker, is this going to make us have a sleepless night? Mm-hmm. This is the theme from the original King Kong. So let's see, we have birthdays. I know you like to celebrate the birthdays of some of these actors and actresses. What is it, Jessica Lange?
Is she 71 years old today.
71.
And this is a score to the 1976 Dino De Laurentiis. Remember that guy, one of the mega producers at the time Hollywood, unleashes King Kong on movie-going audiences. Critics weren't kind, but the public ate it up. I'll tell you a quick story, how times have changed. I was 11 years old. Me and my friend Bobby, who was also 11 years old, got on the D train from Brooklyn to New York City. His uncle ran a movie theater in Manhattan, and we watched King Kong in a movie theater. I can't even imagine my 14. I would never let my 14-year-old daughter get on the train by herself. 11 years, this goes to show you a different culture. But anyway, I enjoyed King Kong. I still enjoy it to this day. Jessica Lange, that was her first film.
All right, so then I'm going to probe. I'm going to probe into your psychology or psychiatry, whatever it is. What was there about King Kong that made you? I looked at that. I remember seeing the first one. Faye Ray was the first actress to be in
a great movie. Still a great movie.
38 or 39 or somewhere in there.
Yes.
And but it's that stuff to me is so scary.
Really?
Supposedly it was a love song. I mean, it was supposedly a love movie.
Well, there's a weird dichotomy there between the Beauty and the Beast thing. It is a little strange.
Yeah.
To this day, but I got to tell you, I know I'm going to sound sexist, but I always thought Jessica Lange in King Kong was one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen on a movie.
Why is that sexist?
Screen.
That's
I don't know.
Victoria?
Some people might say.
To say that she was beautiful? No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Ignore
I think she looks, if she's 71, you said, Chuck, I think she looks great now.
Well, she's been in an American Horror Story, gotten really good ratings. But she's won. It's interesting. When she did King Kong, the critics were pretty vicious toward her, And then she emerged from that, winning two Oscars over the next decade, one for Tootsie, Best Supporting Actress, and another for a movie called Blue Sky, 1995, actually almost 20 years later. But it's been a pretty good career. 45 screen credits she has had as an actress. I thought it would be more, but it's 45.
What did, wasn't she married to Sam Shepard? Do I remember that?
She was.
The actor,
yep.
Sam Shepard, for quite a while. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was a little older. He passed away last year.
He did.
Thinking about all of the people who were fairly young. I mean, he was a guy my age. He wasn't that old, 73, 74 maybe. I don't know, late 70s.
Yeah.
But he was...
You know, and that musical score, to me, is really good. It was done by a guy named John Barry, did all the James Bond music.
Yep.
So
yep.
Musical scores can elevate a movie to a much higher level. And in that case, I think it's a good score, a really good score.
Yeah, but, I mean, think about all of, we talk about John Williams and all of the themes that he's done for all of the Spielberg movies, no matter which one it is, from top to bottom, he's done them, and how they set the tone when we know, when you hear, for example, an Indiana Jones, when you hear that theme when he's about to get into some action thing, or in a James Bond movie, when that, the sub, musical theme, you know, plays in different instrumentation, but you hear the theme. Oh, yeah, it gets into Mission Impossible. Same thing, you know, when the good guys are winning, you can hear on dun, 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 dun.
Well, let me ask you a question. What have you been doing? You've been binge-watching anything on TV? You've been watching anything?
My life has not been that much different now because I've always worked out of the house doing this radio program for 30 years. The farm and I, we are working on the farm, doing spring things as normal. When I get home at night, 8 or 8:30, I have dinner. Daisy and I have our dinner. And I'll watch some of the normal. For example, last night I watched a rerun of NCIS LA, which is my favorite of the NCIS shows. I love the chemistry between the characters Sam and G. Chris and what's his face?
Chris O'Donnell and...
Chris O'Donnell and LL Cool J
have
fabulous chemistry.
And that's been on a long time, that show, now.
Yeah, it's been on 10, 11 years. And then I watched an episode of one of the earlier episodes of Chicago Police. I think that Chicago PD, I think the chemistry early on between Sophia Bush and the other the other cast members, Jason Begay. There's something about the chemistry there that I think it's a well. So that's what I've been doing. You ask me a question.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom.
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza.
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.